Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on the Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. I see Cardi B trending. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Shawnee. But Cardi B was promoting her new whip shots. You know, it's like this little whipped cream that's like alcohol-based. Mm. She was like a piece of art. She was wearing this cat suit that was like multicolored and like, it was actually like.
Oh, I saw.
And she looked very nice. It hugged her body.
Sure,
but it
did.
It was pretty cool. It was almost like an art piece. She looked like a sculpture of some sort, but it was pretty cool.
Cardi B?
Yeah.
Was she?
I mean, we said the hips don't lie.
She also said that that cat suit's coming out. She said.
Yes,
she said,
I believe.
Like wearing it before it hits store, or did she just mean?
She probably got it from like the designer, and like she is probably wearing it before.
But you know what she said that when she said wearing it before it hits stores. You know what I thought?
What?
I thought, how could anyone wear that now? It's like, it's so elaborate a look,
yeah,
that if anyone saw it, you'd be like, why are you dressed up as Cardi B?
I know. But you know,
and your body ain't going to fit it like Cardi B. Like, let's just keep it a thou wow.
Come on now.
There's a lot going on, guys. It's a lot of things happening. A lot of work at play. A lot of effort.
Yes.
A lot of things that have happened.
But yeah, she looked great, man. She looked great.
She does. She looks fantastic.
You saw it.
Oh, I saw it. Of course I did.
I didn't see it.
I mean, it's a bodysuit. It's Cardi in a bodysuit. It's not that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, it's hugging the body.
Shawnee, you sound like such a perv.
She painted it on.
Yes. She's a walking piece of art.
Yes, yes, yes. Very cool. Oh, by the way, there were also like people were like, she showed her kids lunch, like what she gives her kids, and everyone's like, there's no way.
Wait, why?
I'm like, guys, she's rich.
Wait, why was there no way? It was like too much?
Because people were like, no way you feed her like this every day. And it was like mac and cheese and strawberries and like, you know, she did have some like Kool-Aid pouches, like certain things that were.
First of all, it sounds like she's still feeding her garbage.
Yeah, there were certain things that were like people were just like, you know, had issues over it. Like, oh my God, so many artificial flavors. And there was some stuff that was like, oh my gosh, she had like baby carrots and broccoli and, you know.
None of this sounds crazy, by the way.
None of it.
They probably have someone cooking in their house most days, by the way, and have leftovers most every day and just pack things into lunch. Hey.
And guess what? Or maybe they have someone specifically
making
these lunches.
Why do people have Doritos? Why do people look at celebrities like baby pictures and make all these huge decisions? Stop, like worry about your own life. Who cares?
Worry about your kids. That's it.
You know, like, no disrespect. I care about culture because Cardi's like, you know, she's fam, a Jace. But why do you care?
Right. People want to judge.
People just want an excuse to
judge. Yo,
listen, you got enough time judging your own friends and how they deal with their kids. Why? let's be honest. That's what we all do. Mm-hmm. Everyone. It is the most underrated judgy topic in the world. Everyone gets home to their spouse and talks about what animals their friends and family are for how they handle their kids. You need Cardi B and Offset too? Let them live.
Right.
They're not your friends. They don't deserve this.
All right. And guess what? They don't care either.
And they don't care.
Yo, you said being in a relationship is having somebody you could judge people with.
That's right.
That's hilarious.
And it's facts.
Is that not? I said that.
No, you said that a couple of weeks ago.
By the way, thank you for remembering the wise things I say on this
it was
show.
Because
it's true. You think everyone else is crazy, but you and your partner.
Yeah.
And you're like, man,
y'all
man,
are the smartest, most amazing people in the world.
Oh my God, the best parents, the best friends.
Look at everyone else.
What best family doing? Members. You're garbage. You're garbage. You're garbage. I love you. Hey, I love you. See you next week. But you're garbage.
We would never do this.
We would never do it. You're.
Oh my God. All right. So wait, we have tickets to see Lil Durk. For his, Sorry for the Drought Tour that's going down to the Barclays Center August 5th. Who do we got on the line?
We have Danielle.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm excited because I'm always tall. I never get through.
All right, Danielle. What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher in the Bronx.
You're a teacher. Aw, Danielle. What grade?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
All right. You give it a ticket instead. I'll be good for that.
Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
How are you? Morning, guys. What's up?
Good morning, Chris. And what do you do for a living?
What up? I'm an engineer at Spectrum.
Okay.
All right. Handling that cable. Thank you, bro.
Keeping it together.
Anytime. Keeping everything running.
All right, Mama. You get to choose. Who do you want to represent you? Is it me or is it Rosenberg today, Danielle?
It's definitely you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have to add the sauce. Definitely. All right, here we go. Well, listen, what's my guy's name again?
Chris,
listen, I'm feeling good. My Celtics with a big old win last night.
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty good, Chris. Let's see what happens.
It's rough having to trust the Celtics game, man.
Hey, yesterday was good. So let's put 60 seconds on the clock. It's time for Laura Never Losing.
Right. Here we go.
Black people were warned
not to travel to Florida.
That's crazy. By the NAACP. Yeah, I know a lot of black people did. which ape's name means man of the forest?
Peter. Which what?
Man of the forest. Mm-hmm. Orangutan.
In Malaysia.
Malaysian,
that is correct.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
Which couple just bought the most expensive?
Laura. Oh, God.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
You've become real Ebro with it these days.
Who made the first solo flight across the Atlantic, Rosenberg?
Amelia Earhart? The Wright Brothers.
Oh.
Incorrect.
Which one? The Wright Brothers?
Yeah, with the Wright Brothers.
So I'll go with Amelia Earhart, too.
Charles Lindbergh.
Oh.
We're idiots. Go ahead.
Which rapper just got two new wax figures? Laura.
That would be Megan Thee Stallion.
And Madame Tussauds. That's correct. Which movie character was known as the Italian Stallion?
Laura.
Rosenberg. That's a fact.
Okay.
What is the young kangaroo called?
Laura.
Rosenberg.
A Three. Joey.
That is a fact.
Yes, we're tied, baby. Tied. Let's go to overtime.
Yeah. A Joey. That's facts.
A Joey.
Okay, here we go.
My Lord.
Shawnee's taking a look. He's checking it twice.
Okay.
He's looking for the big, best question to ask here to end this big, contested game of Laura Never Loses on a Wednesday.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Okay, Shawnee.
Okay.
In which state would you find the mountain Denali?
Denali?
Peter?
Rosenberg.
Montana?
I was going to say
Hannah Montana.
No.
Incorrect.
I helped you, Laura.
I don't know. Nebraska? I don't know.
Nebraska doesn't have mountains.
I don't know.
Arizona?
That would be Alaska.
Alaska. Thanks for guessing Nebraska, though, Laura. All right, one more.
All right.
Okay.
This is fun. What an exciting morning. Shawnee's looking. He's checking his list. Here we go.
He's checking and checking.
What is the capital of Scotland?
Laura.
Woo!
I don't remember either.
Who was that?
It doesn't matter. I don't know.
Scotland.
Go ahead, Laura. You can go first.
Is it Edinburgh? No.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Laura wins!
Uh-oh.
Ah! Yeah! That was so close, Peter. That was so good.
I didn't know Edinburgh, though, so I would have been finished no matter what.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel kind of ignorant for not even having an idea. Scotland.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Danielle, you got the tickets.
Chris, my bad, bro.
Woo!
Could never trust the Celtics in the clutch, man.
Oh, really? How many championships do you have?
Come on, God.
Damn, Chris.
Knicks in seven still.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris is crazy.
Danielle, hold on one second. Congratulations, Laura. What's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, it looks like Ron DeSantis is announcing his presidential bid today. And I'll let you know where and how coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
Losers.
Peace, Danielle.
Losers.
7 minutes commercial. commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
The first class, I'm the pipe.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights?
You started with the Celtics win over the Heat or no?
No, but okay. You can. Go ahead.
No.
What happened in sports, Rosenberg?
I mean, you know, people were ready to count them out. You know?
They
were
getting them out.
They were getting the brooms. They were ready to sweep the Celtics out of town.
Yo, the broom, the size of the broom that I had was a
different
level.
Oh, I know it's different level. You know?
Different level size of the broom I had ready.
And you know, I
have one with the shovel.
I have extra bitterness about this because Ebro has come for the Celtics not once but twice this playoffs. Meanwhile, my man has had not one but two teams swept out of the playoffs. The Nets and the Lakers. So his broom was ready. Everyone was ready. And guess what the Celtics did in Miami last night?
Oh, God.
Shut down city.
How bad was it? Was the situation?
Well, it was a really close game until like midway through the third. And then the Celtics just went off.
Wow.
And now they go back to Boston. And guess who I think is getting on a plane tomorrow to go watch the game? This guy.
Oh. Now, see, now that is a bachelor party, my friend.
That's what you said.
Is a bachelor party.
Well, I'm doing it with one of my cousin who was at the bachelor party. So it's like an extended bachelor party.
It is. It's an extension.
The fellowship of the championship now.
All right, Laura, what's going on?
So good. Well, Kanye West, remember the Kanye West Gap situation? That was a nightmare.
Oh, I sure remember. Well, yeah.
Well, garbage it continues bags. Because Gap now is suing Kanye West for $2 million.
What?
So Gap is being sued by a company called the Art City Center. That company owns like this huge building in downtown Los Angeles, which was leased to Gap as a storefront for Kanye's Yeezy clothing Gap line. Mm. But I guess he went in there and did a ton of unapproved alterations. And, you know, he went in there and changed things up. So now that the whole deal went to crap, it's a mess. Gap is getting sued by them because there was a lot of things that were just kind of just abandoned and left. And now they're being sued. So they're like, nah, fam, we are not paying for this. Kanye, you're paying for this.
Jump in.
See, this is that corporate pettiness. Because $2 million is nothing to something like the Gap. They'll be like, all right, cool, write that off. But nah.
Yeah, but they know that. Well, but they know how people feel about, they know that there's an easy groundswell against Kanye.
Mm.
And their property is on some men have Kanye.
And
unfortunately, he engendered a lot of that.
Facts.
Right. And, you know, their business deal just didn't go well. You know, I knew they had huge plans for it. And it just,
well, you know what?
It's bad.
To your point about the corporate pettiness, though, here's what happens.
Here we go.
All of us, like even myself, a Jewish fellow, enough time passes because of the history with Kanye. I slowly start listening to the music again. I start forgetting and being like, he'll go back to being normal. And we move on. You know what I mean? Like, we just move on because we got love for him and we're music fans. That's not how the corporations work. They're not like, oh, it's been so long. They just remember what happened and are like, he's done.
We'll They're also going to be like, oh, $2 million? We're not going to eat that. No.
No, yeah, they don't eat $2 million.
No.
The Gap didn't become the Gap by randomly eating $2
million. Eating $2 million?
No.
So let's see what happens.
They're like, we're going to handle that. Although they did do a wonderful deal with Dapper Dan, I should say. I love those Dap hoodies.
Me too. I was trying to get one. They sell it so quick.
You gotta get them on eBay. I sucked it up once and just went on eBay and paid an extra $50 or whatever.
Pretty fire, Lishani. They just say Dap.
Yeah,
they're
so
great.
Fire.
They're hard. I don't know how you get them at regular price when they come out, but they're fire.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02, a high of 76 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Oh man, 7:20. Congratulations, you played yourself. We got summer jams to give away with DJ Jean. Wonder what event he went to last night and didn't invite us to. And then, guys, it's everybody's favorite game at 8 o'clock. That's right, White-ish Wednesday, the game.
Oh,
game
boy.
Show edition. Laura, you 2-0?
I am 2-0.
Wow.
Yeah, but Cass was off last week. Last week was intense.
How did East Styles do?
Oh, no, he didn't. It was just Laura and Shawnee heads up.
Yeah,
oh.
But let me tell you something. Yeah. Shawnee was killing it.
I was going in, but I
thought Shawnee was going to win.
If Shawnee didn't get completely let down by his phone-a-fots, who?
Yo, I dialed in a fight, and they let me down, bro.
No, Cass, it was so bad. We were doing 90s,
yeah.
And the guy was like, oh, I got this. And he guessed, here I go again on my own. We're like, that's the wrong decade, bro.
Played me. And then some other chick was like, yo, I'm coming in hot.
Wrong
to her.
She's like, I don't know. Fam.
So listen, you guys got to hear. If you haven't heard White-ish Wednesday, the game, it's coming up at 8 o'clock. Hangout. Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
Let's go. More hip-hop. Now, let's get it. Made hot by Top Dog Law Accident Attorneys. Go to topdoglaw.com.
I need a ride or die, Ride or die time. We got KP on the phone. KP wants to play ride or die.
KP.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. But we want to call your wife, Joanne. How long you guys been married?
18 years.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Salute to you, man. What would get her upset and test her relationship with you to see if she would drop what she's doing and ride or die? We need something.
She knows I'm kind of like aggressive. I got into an argument with a guy, and one thing led to another, and the cops came, and I got locked up, and she needs to come get me out.
And where is she right now?
She at work right now.
All right. Listen, you only have 30 seconds to convince her, so you got to turn up, okay?
All right.
All right.
Hello?
Ma, I need you now. I'm so nervous. Me and this dude, we get into arguments, and I need you to cut in my job, yo. I messed around, and we got to argument, and I hit this dude, and I knocked him out. Dave, the dispatch dude.
Get the heck out of here. Why would you do that?
Yo, listen, I need you to come to my job. You got to get your car, you got to get the jersey, and you got to get over here quick. Cause I know they're going to call police. I need you to come over here quick. You gonna come or what?
I ain't got a choice, right?
I'm saying I want to come.
I just got to work.
Yeah, KP!
KP, you're ride or die!
Yo, your wife Joanne is ride or die, KP.
Oh my goodness.
Good news, he didn't injure anyone, and you proved you're ride or die.
Oh my God, thank God, because that's his job and we need it.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
I don't know that I needed the Lumi D back in my life.
Yeah, of course you did.
I like that.
I need it back?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's never gone. It's been here.
You mean you? If why would you question that?
Because like even at the time, it was a rhythm everyone likes already. Yes. But the Kennedy, I mean, it was a vocally rough song.
That's the
guys.
Best part of the song.
What is?
This part right here.
It's so off key that it's good.
It's the most off key. Listen,
this is almost the best part.
Honestly, if I
come on, that's a
Yo,
vibe.
Shawnee,
that's the vibe right
Shawnee,
here.
52.
If your daughter made this song, you'd be like, we don't sing in our family.
Possibly, but that's the vibe.
Harlem.
It was a good song.
I see you bopping.
I played it all the time, but I don't know if I need it back.
You might need one of these, though.
Congratulations.
No.
You played yourself.
No.
Yes.
You got too excited for that, though. Shawnee just got amped up.
That song was a vibe. Because, you know, you try to... Lumi D, she's been around. That song has been a part of our lives.
It's just nostalgia for you.
Yeah,
right?
it's hitting you in the feels. That's when Shawnee was, creeping up behind at the lady at the club, like, yo,
right.
What's up, mom?
He was outside.
What sign are you?
Word up.
What's your moon sign?
What's your
sun sign?
You gotta know that moon sign.
Gotta know
it's
the
important.
Moon. What?
That's what you really are on the inside.
If you guys are ready to start today by hitting the Celtics with a congratulations, then I got to hit you with a...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, okay.
Lakers swept out. Just to be clear, Lakers swept out. Celtics still alive.
Wow.
Barely. Laura, what do you have today?
I guess I'll give it to myself because I keep... I'm in denial, Rosenberg. I'm in denial. There's this story that just showed Shawnee on TMZ. Mass UFO sighting over California military base. New footage. We saw the footage together. I keep being in denial.
About what?
That these so-called UFOs are around.
They here.
Oh, you think it's real now, this footage?
Rosenberg.
Let me see.
The more and more Shawnee sends me videos and the more I see like people just reporting it and like these stories just kind of get buried, I'm like, fam, something's happening.
Something's going on.
I always thought Laura was part of like the whole government that was hiding this because didn't you go to space camp? Weren't you like a NASA kid or something?
Oh. I did go to U.S. space camp. Thank you very much. Sixth grade.
There you go.
So you think that Laura knows what's really going on?
Yeah.
Can you show me? Which one are you talking about?
She's trying to cover it up.
You think I know the secrets?
You absolutely know the secrets.
Shawnee, have you sent it to me?
Yes.
This is a new one?
Laura has it.
Yeah. I'm very scared.
Laura, can I see it?
Yeah. Well, if you go to TMZ, you can see it. But look, here's a photo of it. And how would you describe it? Hold on. This is like a desert, honestly, and then there's a house, and there are the flashing lights.
Flashing.
Okay, and they zoomed in. Look. Oh. What could that be, Rosenberg?
Okay, what could it be?
It's not an airplane.
It looks like four airplanes going straight up in the air, honestly.
Yeah, that's not possible. That close together?
That's not it.
No.
I don't know. You've never seen one of those shows where airplanes are all flying together?
It sounds like you're calling it the acronym.
It could be the Blue Angels.
What else is there? Is that it? They got no video? There's
U-F-O.
Got the still?
UFO.
Hold on. There's a video in there, but you know.
The video's hard to see.
Can you identify it?
Look. It's fine. Oh, my God. If you guys, wherever you are, go to TMZ.
No, that's aliens, bro.
You see what I mean?
Nah, it's aliens, bro.
That's not aliens. That's a drone. That's a drone.
No. It could be multiple drones.
It could be a ginormous drone.
No, multiple drones. Like, have you ever seen when the drones... You know, like on like New Year's Eve or something, they'll have 100 drones like draw an image in the air. It'll say like "Ghost Steelers" above the stadium. Right. That could be multiple drones. And on.
But why would they be doing that? I don't know, Rosenberg.
I'm just saying people are out here with droning.
But do you know for sure?
No.
Can you identify it?
No, I can't.
So technically, it's
in this moment, it is an unidentified flying object.
That's all we saying, bro. That's all.
But I've seen other ones that are crazier than that recently. In the last year, that's not the craziest one.
So you're trying to tell me you're a believer? You believe that Shawnee calls them friends. I don't know. I'm still like, I don't know. His friends are out there?
I don't know if I believe they're friends. I saw Independence Day. And
that was a movie, dog.
And I don't know if I believe. I don't know. There's something going on. That's not the crazy one. The crazy one was the big one. The one that we like was confirmed by the government and they have the videos. The Pentagon ones. Those are the ones that are really like, what the hell is going on?
All I'm saying is they're desensitizing us.
Yes,
for some reason.
You mean they know something's up?
Yes.
And they're easing it one at a time. So by the time it happens,
we don't panic. Yeah,
because
at this point, it's like 1 in 3 people are like, yeah, I've seen information on this. Before, you weren't seeing anything.
Mm.
Yeah, before it was just like cartoons and like, you know, like movies and stuff. But now it's like, wait a second, this can't be. We have too many TikTok videos of people stopping in the middle of the road, be like, what is this?
Right. There's a lot. All right.
It's too much.
So hit the button on Laura for being such a non-believer.
Congratulations. You played yourself. God.
But just prepare yourself.
I'm prepared.
I'm not.
Be zen.
I'm zen. Can you go back to the regular music now? It's okay.
How could you be zen when you see an alien? There's no way you're going to be zen.
If I see the... Listen, as much as Shawnee calls them his friends, if one came out of the thing and started running down the street, I don't know how you feel about the friend part. But the ship part...
You can't yell zen, zen, zen to them, Shawnee.
I'll try.
He'll try.
I don't know if it'll work.
But remember, Shawnee has been beamed up and probed before.
I mean, beamed up, I'm hoping. Probed sounds crazy.
You don't want to be probed?
I don't want to be probed.
They're just your friends.
That's it, right?
I just saw an airport fight. Guys, we got to talk about what's happening at the airplanes. We got to talk about what's happening.
What you mean?
At the airport and on planes. What is wrong with people? Matter of fact, if you're trying to fly somewhere and you're not willing to save up enough money to fly one of the airlines where people don't fight on the plane, hit yourself with a button.
No, you can't.
Congratulations.
Do that.
I'm sorry.
You played yourself.
You have to try harder because you can't end up on Spirit right now. All due respect to Spirit.
Just don't do it.
I mean, or Spirit, Frontier. What's the order? Yeah.
Frontier's the
one. Yo, Cass, let me tell you about Frontier. You know why it's called that? Because it's the final frontier. If you want to see a fight, it's the final frontier.
Frontier's the one where you got to pick your seat when you get on a bus. First come, first
serve. No, that's Southwest.
No, Southwest, by the way, is now the nicest of those by far. Southwest, I've heard, is actually pretty good these days.
But it's in that category.
It is. It's the top of that category. But then you go down. Here's how you know it's a bad sign. You search for your trip.
Okay.
And all the flights round trip on your trip are $325.
You're like,
but then there's one that's $199. That's the one where the fight is going down.
Oh, it's for sale. There, everybody going for that one.
And it doesn't include anything. They're like, you can't wear shoes. You can't wear a hat. You can't bring a bag. You can't talk. You can't sleep. You have to stand. Like, you read
There's no movies. The seat doesn't recline.
It doesn't recline, too. That's crazy.
You got it. But this, actually, the truth is, I don't know what airlines this fight was because it was in the baggage claim. Shawnee. It's like a street fight. It's like 12 different people fighting all over the baggage claim.
For what? We don't know.
I don't know why. And I know it can get, I know they test your patience at the airport. I know. But let me tell you something. What you don't want is to land on the no-fly list.
That's a fact.
You do not want to land on that list.
No, can I just take it a step further? And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't care how this makes me sound. Beyond the airport, adults who actually get into fights, can you please hit the button? Like,
congratulations, you played yourself.
I realize you look around, you see the fights at the kids' soccer games, right? You see the fights at the airport, and you realize that we act like everyone's an adult. Bro, most of these people out here are not adults. They're grown children. Mm-hmm. They literally handle things the same as when they were 15 years old.
Yeah.
They get into an interaction, and if it escalates at all, they're like, all right, here we go. Bro, you're an adult. You have children. You have a life. You have money. You have a job, hopefully. You can't go to jail. Like, there's so many reasons not to fight. When you're a little kid, when you're 13, unless you have a lot of serious offenses, the fight might happen, you'll probably be okay, and you'll end up going away, and all will be all right.
True.
You get to be 35, you can't be fighting.
35, yeah, you 40, you too old to go to jail, bro. You can't be going to jail at 40. Like,
oh, my God.
Why? I got in a fight. What
like
happened?
For they disrespected stupid me. Like that.
Yeah, you got too much things going on, bro.
And here's the thing. And I challenge, what would be the thing to fight over that's not stupid? Someone, I don't know, blatantly disrespecting your child or partner? I guess if that happened, like someone walked up and was like, Your wife's up, you know what, right in your face in disrespect. Okay, how often does that really happen, though?
Right.
That's not how these fights happen. Most of these fights are an interaction that goes left and people can't control their temper and it gets up and then someone feels disrespected and then they get in the fight and say it was about the disrespect that was done onto the person. Really, it was everyone was out of control and acting like a child.
Facts. De-escalate.
Shawnee, what's the word you say every day during the guru?
Be zen.
Zen. Or you can always hold one of these instead.
Come on.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
I just like to add, you can be too old to go to jail.
But
you're never too old to go to jail.
That's right. That's a fact.
You're right.
Oh, they're fine you. They are fine.
You are right.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
That's crazy.
And Rosemary, you just meant like, bro, because of a fight.
Right.
Like something that you can avoid at an airport.
Facts.
Gosh.
People are wild, man. Calm down. We got Whitish Wednesday today. I mean,
come on.
Life's good. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, the squad is here. Oh, yeah, man. We got a lot to do today. We got a lot to do, Shawnee.
Yeah.
We got Whitish Wednesday, the game coming up at 8 o'clock.
That's crazy.
You know? We have so many important guests today. A huge celebrity.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's the hint. Oh, by the way, before I get to the huge celebrity guest, how was Flippers on Monday?
Flippers was really dope. Thank you to Smirnoff. by holding us down with those mixed amazing beverages and cast one with the wheels, you know what I'm saying, and the tunes.
It's not like having a party, a very crazy party in Rockefeller Center. I mean, who would have thunk this?
Yeah.
Years ago that we'd be in Rockefeller Center playing some fire, by the way.
Afrobeat, reggae.
Hip-hop.
Soca, hip-hop. Skating. R&B.
It was a vibe?
Drinking. It was a vibe. On a Monday?
On a Monday.
On
it was lit.
On a Monday, no less?
Listen, yep. We need to do it again. I was thinking about this. Like, we really need to put time in.
What do you mean? Keep going.
And, like, prepare, like, a really amazing party for the summer, for the fights.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
Because the people that came out on a Monday, I can only imagine if we gave it more time. We didn't even promote that much.
Now, if we had done on a Thursday,
come on.
Situation.
Yeah, it's warm, and there was some things on that brain.
What do you mean? Yo, Shawnee, man.
What?
Laura, are you getting the sense that every time we talk about, like, things going on the streets, Shawnee's getting, like... Maybe Shawnee's ready for a relationship.
Well, what you mean? I mean, no, it's warm outside.
He's not lying.
It's summer, so Shawnee's trying to warm up.
Pay attention. Exactly.
And pay attention.
No, listen. Let me tell you guys.
They was out there.
You got to be...
skating.
Listen, man. I have to take agency of my eyes. Mm-hmm. I can't look around. When the weather gets like, I don't even look in the same
way. You can't look around anymore?
Not
what?
Anymore, bro. I'm a new me. The new me can't look.
Can't look.
Listen, I'm not the kind of guy who can go to the buffet and just wander through and then walk out without eating, apparently.
You will take a wing.
Listen, if I go to the buffet, I'm at least having a wing.
You know what I'm saying? A flat? A flat.
Oh, wait. You know what? Let me just go to the dessert area. I'll just grab a cookie. I can't.
Wait, right. So you can't walk by like a bakery and be like, damn, that looks good, and keep going?
Let me put it this way. If it happens by accident where I look up, and let's use your bakery for example.
Yeah.
I see some cakes.
Right.
I can look by accident for a second, but then I really try my hardest to just look straight ahead and be like, all right, cool, keep it moving.
I don't see the cakes. I don't see
the
cakes.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go staring back. And also, you got to be mindful in New York, man, because girls are so attractive and well-dressed.
You got cakes.
And see, thank you, Shawnee.
Sorry,
and then you're walking down the street, and, like, you just don't want... Like, if you're walking one-on-one with an attractive woman...
That's right.
I hate that feeling of you feel like they feel you're looking at them.
Right.
And, like, like, they can hit the stairs straight ahead, like, look away from me, perv. And I'm like, I'm not even looking at you. I'm looking at you. You looking at me.
That's right.
So sometimes I just try to, like, avoid it altogether and be like, I don't even need to.
That's funny.
But we're entering that season, so, you know.
I know. The season of, will I ever get old enough to just stop paying attention to this?
Don't know.
But you can.
I don't think you do.
You can't.
You got to look. It's
and
okay.
And by the way, this goes both ways.
Yeah.
No, there's girls out there with the googly eyes.
Yo, they watching.
They go, oh my God.
The lady's like, oh, he's hot.
Yo, it's some, okay.
100%.
By the way, this is an interesting topic. But
okay, here we go.
Are you, Laura, for one second suggesting that on a given day walking around, you're really stopping to go, ooh, as much as a guy is?
No.
But not, ooh, they're slicking.
It happens. No, it happens.
No,
rarely.
But if I see a good looking guy, I'll be like, wow. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just kind of like, oh, yeah. Okay. No. You know what I mean? Like, wow, good looking guy.
Right. I just feel like it's less frequent
but I'm not
that women
stop
have that feeling.
And be like, damn. You know what I mean?
But men might have that feeling 20 times a day though. I think it's much rarer that a woman in her mind stops and is like, oh my God, that guy's so attractive.
Because
women are often, except for Cass, but women, because women, a lot of women, their attraction comes from deeper things that they can't see from the wall.
You're giving them a lot of credit,
okay.
But I hear you.
Yes,
hear you.
But, let's keep it real. Like, also women just like good looking things. Like,
right.
And you could admire it, even though like, look, if a man is too good looking,
right.
Like, and this is before I locked it down, so. You know, I'm not necessarily interested in dating you.
Right.
I don't know.
If he's too good looking.
And I can admire and be like, wow, that's a good looking person, but I'm not. It's not for me.
And in my conversation with women, I've seen that always comes out that they pay attention to detail. So it might not necessarily be like, oh, he's handsome. Or it might be like,
He's well put together.
Oh, I like his shoes. Oh, right. Look at his
Ooh,
haircut.
Look at his style. Nice.
Ooh, oh, his nails.
You know?
Oh, he got a manicure.
They're paying attention.
They're paying attention to everything.
Oh, we look, though.
See?
Oh, we look, though.
See? We look. And you know who else the ladies all look at?
Who's that?
DJ John.
Hey!
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's DJ John.
Hello. Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Hola. On a Wednesday, hump day. Oh, hump day. Why not?
Let's get you on the phone line right now, 1-800-223-9797, to see if you're smarter than DJ John to win tickets to what, DJ John?
Oh, Summer Jam is happening June 4th, UBS Arena. We're kicking off with the Defiant Warner stage, hosted by French Montana and my brother Drewski. Also, that main stage, Cardi B, Glorilla, Ice Spice, Coi Leray, Lola Brooke, French Montana, Fabio Foreigner, and we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with the Locks. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, Cardi B Summer Jam Super Fan Prize Pack. That's including grand transportation to and from Summer Jam, a Cardi B autograph, Summer Jam merch, Summer Jam bling, which we don't know what it is. And if that's not enough, you get $500 as well.
Nice.
Wow, DJ John. That sounds really, really good.
Tickets on sale now and go to Ticketmaster.com, baby.
Wow. Baby. That's pretty good, DJ John. How you doing?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling amazing.
I like that you're just wearing a shirt with a hamburger on it.
Oh, yeah. This is my late night bun shirt.
Late night buns? Is that what the back says?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's pretty fire.
Late night buns.
Shout out to my guy, Niles.
Niles G.
Niles G's making cheeseburger t-shirts?
Oh, yes, and late night buns, actual burgers. Delicious.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. I need one of them shirts, Niles.
And chicken sandwiches, fire.
Damn, Niles, we used to be cool. Never even got an invite to the restaurant. Didn't know he had a restaurant.
He doesn't have a restaurant.
What do you mean? So where's the buns?
It's like a pop-up.
Pop-ups, he does.
Pop-ups.
Never been invited to a pop-up.
We'll get him outside.
It doesn't change. Sean, you been invited?
No.
Hold on. He's never outside.
Yo, hold on.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I've had enough of you saying he's never outside.
Because never would be an overstatement.
An overstatement? I'm out all the time. I literally go out of my house multiple times a day. Every day. I go to work.
I'm going to Boston tomorrow.
I go to events when they come up. Well, Laura, where did we... I'm sorry, Laura. Was the Janet Jackson concert in our house last week?
I think what Juanito's trying to say is that...
Or Madison Square Garden.
It wasn't Madison Square Garden. I go outside.
You're not in the right spaces outside. Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
The right spaces? Don't judge my spaces.
No, but these are... I'm not saying the right spaces. But the spaces that you want to be... are not the spaces where you are going, apparently, from what's happening here.
Listen,
what I can
all,
see.
Guys, all I'm guys. Sick of is the all I'm sick Why of is people around? Not inviting me places and saying the reason is
but you're
you
never
don't
gonna come
go
out.
Outside.
The invite is going to be there, but you're not going to come
you
out.
You can't say so that why if would you never know. Invite the
you
person.
Give the
why would
you
send an invite to someone that won't come out?
It's so wild because I give you tickets to everything you ask for, and you never invite me to anything.
That's the difference. I would like to go to the event. You don't like to come outside.
You can't, John, you can't know that. If you don't invite the person.
But you say this all the time. I just want the invite, but I'm not going to go. I just want the invite. Who does that?
A lot of
You're
people.
You're a
lot
person.
Of people. No, I'm
You're a
very...
weirdo.
No, I'm not.
So, John, do you purposely not invite Rosenberg because you think he's not going to go?
No, I...
He doesn't invite any of us. He moves dolo. True. Let's be honest. By the way, guys,
well, it's
who came
it's
up with
convenient.
The... Who came up with the DJ John segment?
Oh, that was you. God.
That was me. Who came up with the DJ John song?
That was you.
Huh, interesting. I show love to DJ John. I build up DJ John.
Hold on.
Support DJ John.
Wait, that was because he was trying to play me. That's all because he was trying to play me.
Oh, John said he flipped this around and made it hot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yo, this is getting crazy.
You know what? That was so hurtful. I can't even go on anymore. Let's get to the phones.
Alyssa.
That was deep. Alyssa, he cut deep, didn't he?
He sure did, a little bit.
It's a little, Alyssa, it was a little far, in my opinion. Alyssa, are you ready? Are you trying to go to Summer Jam or nah?
Of course.
All right. You just got to answer faster than DJ John. What's the question?
All right, Alyssa. I hope this isn't too hard, and I hope you've been paying attention to alien talk with me and Shawnee.
She was.
All right. All right. Here's your question. Yeah. If something is referred to as a Martian, what planet is it from?
Mars?
Yes!
Wait, no, hold on.
That's a good one.
Correct.
That's just smart stuff.
Prove it.
She knows
this
things.
Pluto. There's like... Uranus. There's all those other planets.
DJ John.
It doesn't have to be from Mars.
Uranus.
Here's your question,
no,
DJ
you're
John.
No, Uranus. How about that?
Oh, my God. All right, DJ John. Who reported the earliest known UFO sighting?
Neil Armstrong.
It was Julius Obsequens, a Roman writer in 100 B.C.
Obsequens, you know that.
Julius Obsequens?
Not Julius Randle, sure.
You know what that means?
What?
What's this? Oh, Alyssa! You're going to Summer Jam! That's
yeah! Right!
Summer Jam!
Alyssa, who are you most excited to see at Summer Jam?
Me.
Cardi B.
That's right. Oh, big Cardi vibes. Yay. All right, Alyssa, hold on. tight. We will take care of you. Have a wonderful time. And Laura, what are we doing in the Flashing Lights Report?
Oh, man. Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Ron DeSantis is announcing his presidential bid. I'll let you know how he's doing it. And, man, it's a lot to talk about coming up, Flashing Lights.
You're upset. You're kind of sneaky obsessed with Ron DeSantis.
Because I can't believe, I just can't. But we'll talk about it next.
Okay, okay. Bad guy, John.
Bad guy. I'm sorry.
Real, no, bad guy.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So, Ron DeSantis is making his presidential run official with Elon Musk. They're supposed to jump on Twitter to make the big announcement. And they're saying that they're also going to drop like a presidential video. So basically, Elon Musk is taking advantage of this right now because he just wants people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he was celebrating because I guess like Tucker Carlson. I guess he announced too that he's going to bring back his show, but on Twitter. You know what I mean? So this is really what it is. Elon Musk is just trying to get eyes and people like on Twitter because I don't know if Twitter users, isn't Twitter horrible lately?
Oh, horrible. It's like, it's been bad, but it's especially bad. Like, I feel no connection. I feel no connection to it as an app whatsoever anymore.
Really?
Not at all.
I look at my timeline and it's full of nonsense of people I don't follow.
It's filled with people I don't follow. Replies are never from people I know anymore. It's just like the whole thing is not right.
Instagram has been doing that too. When you're going down your timeline and you're like, I don't follow this person.
Well, by the way, you know, at least with Instagram at this point, you can still, if that happens, you can tap that and say, don't suggest anything to me for 30 days.
Yeah.
And then it won't suggest for 30 days.
Okay.
Twitter, it's built into it. All it does is suggest things for you to see.
Right. That's whack.
It's pretty bad. And no, Rosenberg, I'm not obsessed with Ron DeSantis. The thing is that I just can't believe that this is what's happening. Like, I've seen yesterday I shared a TikTok with you guys of a teacher in Florida, how she was just going through piles and piles of books that are being banned from her school and her school library. And it was books about the Holocaust, books about Africa, books about El Salvador, Central America, Langston Hughes. It was just the most, like, anything that had to do with, like, uplifting stories about women, like, it's unbelievable how they're just erasing history. And it's happening before our eyes. And I just can't believe that this is what's happening in the United States.
Well, Florida, let's hesitate about calling Florida the United States. Because we are losing. Florida is a now lost cause. Remember, up until a few years ago, Florida was like purple. It wasn't blue or red. It kind of went back and forth. It's now becoming a place where I think people with these sorts of ideals are going to move to Florida. And I think people who don't have these ideals are going to leave Florida. So we're going to see Florida get worse and worse and worse.
It's easier said than done, though, because there's people who have lived there their whole lives.
No, I know. And they don't want to go anywhere. And it's scary. I'm not saying it's not terrible. It is. But, man, it's whack.
Whew, that's your Flash and Light report. Time is 8:02. A high of 76 degrees today. Alternate side parking is in effect.
And then we're going to get stuck in this situation where we're watching Trump versus DeSantis. Ugh. And in an odd way, we end up enjoying watching Trump kill DeSantis. It's like watching a spider eat its own, you know?
Yeah.
Like DeSantis isn't polling high enough, and he doesn't have the charisma or aggressiveness or alpha presence to stand next to Trump.
Right. I thought he already denied a debate with DeSantis.
Yeah, that is the thing that's been said. But if they are for real running against each other, at some point it's going to happen.
It has to happen.
And if it happens, the messed up thing is you're going to end up rooting for someone.
Yeah.
They're both terrible, but you're going to end up rooting for someone. It's a nightmare, but we'll see it.
WQHD and WQHD HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
You queuing me?
That's right.
All right, it is time. Do it every week. Well, we've been doing it for the past 2 weeks, and it's been fantastic. Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Do, 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 do. I wanted you to test my Bluetooth. I'm good?
I can see levels.
You can see levels?
It's not playing now.
Oh, God. Why do these doofies decide to do this on the air? I don't know.
Play something. Let me see.
But we are here. By the way, get to the phones right now if you feel you are a Whitish Wednesday expert. You know all these songs. Every time you listen, you're like, damn, she should have got that or he should have got that because I know it.
Because they all tweeting us afterwards like, I know that one and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Da, da, da.
So if you feel you can help one of us and you want to get on the phone lines, 800-223-9797, and be a phone-a-fot,
right.
We encourage you to get to the phones right now.
Right. Because
and you better be good because if I call on you and you don't know, you can help me. I'm going to be bad.
If you feel your body, call up the line. But listen, sorry, flashback.
No,
I was kidding. Mom's a bit, you feel your body? But please be on point because last time, y'all let the guard down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really let the guard down because y'all showed up so confident and I'm at a disadvantage. You know what? I'm not white. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
well, that's not a disadvantage. That's just the game.
To this game, it's a disadvantage. Right, but I mean, I don't know white music.
Real
y'all know I don't know it?
Real quick, before we get into Whitish Wednesday, the game, I want to give a shout-out to Nina and her family from Harmon Cove and Secaucus. They listen every single day. They love the show. They think we have substance and entertainment. How about that?
Wow. Thank you.
What are your thoughts on that? And now today you get Whitish Wednesday, the game, and I just randomly decided what the topic's going to be.
Okay.
Let me first let you guys know, today's topic will be soundtrack songs.
Soundtrack.
I'm not good at this.
That means the songs are most prominently known from a movie.
Not only we don't know white music, I don't know white movies. Oh my gosh,
Laura,
this is going to be a disaster.
You know a lot of white movies.
Yeah,
actually,
first of all, and she's 2-0. Why are you letting her play this?
2-0.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, Cass One is back. He's a DJ, so he's someone I fear.
You want to talk about not knowing white movies? That is matter of fact, I don't know any movies. Well, how about that?
But by the way, you have to remember the kind of songs that I'm playing are going to be huge songs from huge movies.
Right.
So,
you see, I'm not saying anything, right?
Yeah, Shawnee knows you might.
Listen, I only know white songs from movies.
That's right.
Because of movies.
This is Shawnee's category.
Look at Shawnee smiling.
Because
he smiles from
movies.
Ear to ear.
I'm like, yo, I might be okay.
So it's Shawnee Culture versus Cast One versus Laura Stiles. We will check the lines for Phone-a-Fots. Do we have anyone there on the line?
Producer Griff is going through them right now.
All right. We have LV, and it says Strong.
LV.
Is that because it's Strong or from Strong Island?
LV, you know what you're doing?
Yeah, of course, man. Soundtrack's a little weak, but don't worry, I got it.
Okay. Soundtrack's a little weak, but don't worry, I got it.
I mean, you sound confident. Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, I know all these songs every week.
Okay, all right. He sounds
jaded.
Like he knows. All right.
All right.
Hold tight.
Anyone else there?
We got Katie.
All right, Katie, are you going to be useful for our contestants as a phone-a-fot?
Yes.
Katie, turn your radio down. You feel confident? You really think you can help them?
Yes, I do. I got this.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Katie. Hold on 1 second. Let's see one more. So far, no one's ringing my bell, if you will.
Yeah.
Let's
see. We have Danny.
All right, Danny.
It says
Danny.
Danny, can you help or nah?
Walking in Memphis, it was on a Saturday Night Live skit.
Are you just naming songs?
Mark Cohen.
Why are you pretending like we played Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohen?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Why are you already guessing the song?
Somebody just asked me.
Griff asked you a question. Okay, well, he knew the song. Right. That's good. All right, hang on, Danny. At least Danny proved something. We know that.
Okay,
Let's do one more, because I don't see Katie.
All right, one more.
So, I think this said Claudia.
Claudia? Claudia?
All right.
Let's pick up Claudia.
He's still talking to
Claudia. All right, well, let's just leave her there, Shawnee. We'll come back to her. Yeah, we'll know that she's there, okay?
Okay.
We have Shawnee Culture. We have Cass One. We have Laura Stiles. First to five wins. Once you guess, if you get it wrong, you are out. When you know the answer, say your name. Then you'll be called on to make your guess.
I have a question. Is this unlimited phone?
No, you get two.
Oh, everybody gets two?
You only get two.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot.
So
let's
have
go.
LV, Danny, and Claudia.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Shawnee. Put down that intro. We are ready to get into this week's edition of Whitish Wednesday, the game. Laura Stiles, currently your big leader. She's 2-0. But now, Cass One is back trying to take the crown. Here we go, guys. Remember, once you know it, you simply call your name.
Okay.
Laura.
Coach. Laura.
Wow.
Wait. Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. No. You blow my... No? No?
Cast.
Cast.
We're not going to make it?
Shawnee, take your time, because they are 0 for 2.
Oh, my God.
Okay, okay.
Shawnee, prepare for a lead.
Let's go.
Okay. Let's go. What's it? Oh, my God. I know now. We went in too fast.
Laura. Oh, I know this song.
Take your time. Shawnee.
I can do the...
Shawnee, you can enjoy it. You can sit back
the
and enjoy
title or the author.
Yeah,
or
the artist. Or
come on, Shawnee.
Shawnee, bop it.
I
let's
can't.
Let it play.
I'm so annoyed.
You got it.
I got it.
So what is it?
It's Footloose. Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at him
yeah,
go.
Baby.
Look at him go.
One on the board. One on the board. I was shorty with the neon on, you know what I'm saying? Doing that dance. I watch movies.
Soundtrack King, Kenny Loggins.
Come on now.
He might be back again. He might be back.
Kenny's my guy.
Don't forget, we're live on the Hot 97 app.
Every rule. All right, guys, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Shawnee is okay. Currently up.
That's right. Okay.
I'm keeping score.
Here we go. The next song in Whitish Wednesday, soundtrack edition.
Coach,
got it.
Wait, oh, I have to say
you got
to
say your name.
Culture.
Oh, okay. Oh, my
take
God.
Take my breath away.
Yeah, got
oh,
it.
Oh, my
come
God.
Come on, look baby. Go.
2-0 Culture.
Kendra, where you at?
Cass, you got to say your name.
I know.
Top
like
Gun.
It's like Glory Never Loses. You got to say your name.
What movie is this from?
Top Gun.
Oh, okay.
Wow, Shawnee's smoking.
They brought it back for the new Top Gun, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hope y'all rooting for me out there.
Big tune.
It's like back in the day, smooth jazz radio.
I remember that song most from it being the Michael Jordan song in the NBA Superstars video from the 80s. Mm. That was Michael's song. Shawnee is up 2-0 right now. Come it is Whitish Wednesday, damn. The game.
Okay.
We have a phone bank here of phonophots who are yet to be used because no one can seem to get ahead of Shawnee Culture.
I know.
Who's sitting at 2-0. Can Laura keep her streak going?
I don't know.
She won
I don't
the
know.
First 2 weeks.
All right.
All right. Remember, the category is soundtracks. Here we go.
Culture.
Oh, yo!
Culture
look
again.
Culture
with the movie. Is he gonna? Does he know it? Or is he going
I feel
phone
like I almost know, but you know what? Let's go to LV Pundelion.
Oh, he's going to phonophot. Okay.
LV,
I feel like I might know that.
LV, are you ready to help Shawnee Culture? Do you feel like you know?
I'm ready. We're here.
What was it?
Hungry Eyes.
No, no! He got it.
He got it.
Hold on, LV. Good job.
I was so hoping that he would have gotten it wrong because I was ready.
You knew
I was ready.
It.
I was ready.
Come on, baby. LV to the rescue.
LV. No.
Shawnee's like Denver right now.
Oh, my God.
Dear LV.
Big true.
I feel so happy right now.
You're killing it.
I'm convinced that Shawnee just stays at home and watches old white movies all day.
I mean, LV helped me with this.
You know what I'm saying? You knew it.
I know.
I did know it.
See?
I did know it.
So you knew it, but you were unsure. So that's why you tapped LV?
Yes.
No, he's playing strategic. I think what he's doing. He knew it, and he knew that LV was a good call. So he took LV off the board for you and I, Laura.
Yo, that's what he's doing.
By the way, I left LV there, but he's since hung up. So LV is gone.
Okay.
Damn. So what are the other names?
Okay.
I know there was Danny, Claudia.
There's
He doesn't need to know that. He's up 3-0. Let's go. Next one.
Claudia Delissa, who the description Griff put is sucks, so you might not want to go with that.
Oh.
And Tanisha. Tanisha says, no, it doesn't seem like he feels good about Tanisha either.
Oh, no.
So these are the options you have, though, guys. Shawnee's up 3-0.
This is crazy. Tanisha and Claudia.
Oh, my gosh.
Shawnee's up 3-0. It's Whitish Wednesday, the game. The category today is soundtrack hits.
Okay.
Shawnee, 3. Cast, 0. Laura, 0.
Zero.
I'm about to hit y'all with a big tune, and I mean big tune.
Okay.
Big
okay.
tune.
Laura.
Oh.
Okay. I know the song, but I'm a little nervous. Okay, I'm just going to go first. Don't You Forget About Me.
That's
Don't
right.
You Forget About Me. Okay.
Good job.
I was nervous.
Big tune.
But I didn't know if that was the name of the song. You know, I just know.
Simple
the song.
Minds is the group. Don't You Forget About Me. That's right. Everyone likes this record.
Yeah, this is when moms were shopping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're hanging on your mom's leg in the department store.
What movie was this from?
I think The Breakfast Club. Right?
Wouldn't know it. Never watched it.
Damn.
Still won't now.
Don't you forget about me.
All right, it is currently 3 for Shawnee, 0 for Cass Uno,
you see me
1 for Laura. Okay.
And we got to get 5.
Got to get to 5. Again, the category is soundtracks.
All right.
Coming back with another big tune. Big tune.
Okay.
Oh. Culture. I feel like I know this, but do I want to use a fart?
If you know, I felt like you knew it. It felt like when you said it, you knew it. But you do you. It's 3-1.
9-5.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Ah!
Yo, this is crazy.
Yo, baby.
What is going on here?
What is going on?
Come on, kid.
From the movie, 9-5.
Shawnee spends all his weekends watching white movies. I didn't know this.
This is more shopping music when he was a little kid.
Oh, my God. Traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. I need to hear just a little bit more. Okay, right here I would have gotten in.
Right.
Shawnee, you're whiter than I thought.
Listen, you see, I wasn't complaining when he said soundtracks. I was quiet. I was like, I might be okay.
He was like Birdman hand rub.
I know. Soundtracks.
I watch these movies all the time.
Rosenberg, I've never seen Shawnee smile this hard.
Yo, I'm so happy.
He's killing it right now.
I'm so happy. Come on, dance with me, people. Electric dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you've got I'm at point game.
You're at point game. It's Shawnee 4. It's Cast, the big old donut.
I'm chilling on the zero.
Cast is having an early Memorial Day bagel, sitting on a zero. And Laura Stiles is at one.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is messed up, man. There's people saying things that are not true. I have to address something. This is important. As the commissioner of this game, I have to say something. I've heard that there are people on the chat claiming that Shawnee Culture is cheating.
No, he's not.
They believe that he's reading the chat to get answers. His phone is not even out.
My phone is behind me.
No. Yeah.
And as far as we know, Shawnee's droid probably can't even view the chat, okay?
Right.
All I have in front of me is the Fox names and the score.
That's it. Right. That's it. That's it. All right, guys. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Where'd it go? Damn it, I just lost it. All right, here we go. Here we go. How about this? How about this?
Okay. Laura.
Cass. Oh. You got it?
No.
You don't know?
But I'm gonna phone a fight.
She has to try to fight back.
Okay, who do we got? Who are the fights online?
You have Claudia, who is okay. You have... Oh, she just hung up.
Dang,
you lost your okay. You still have Delissa, who sucks.
Oh.
You have Danny, who's eh. You have Trevor, who is solid.
Trevor.
And Tanisha, who is fail.
All right, let's go with Trevor.
Why did you go with Tanisha? I would have went Tanisha, man.
Trevor.
Go with Trevor.
You from Jamaica? But that was quick.
That was quick. Trevor, do you have any idea what that song is?
No, but this is why they swear they're not beaches them. That was very quick on that buzzer right there.
I know. That's why I wouldn't even be mad at you.
You have an idea of the artist, even by the sound or the nothing?
This is much harder on the phone than the radio. Am I allowed to hear it back one more time? Or is that
not
at all?
Unfortunately not. That's the hard part. I know. It's hard. You got nothing, Trevor? Any guess of an artist? Anything?
Any guess?
I would say... what's his name?
Trevor is from Jamaica.
You go with Kenny Loggins? No, that would be incorrect. I appreciate your guess. Hold on, Trevor. Sorry.
It's okay, Trevor.
Laura, you want to take a guess?
Congratulations. Wait, how could she take a guess?
Oh, that is your guess?
Yes,
you checking?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay,
that's
guess. No, come on, let's keep it moving.
Okay.
Same tune?
Here we go, same tune.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Who's that girl?
That's right. Who's that girl? You were 1 second early.
I have no idea what that song is, but I know it said Who's That Girl, so I'm like, oh, I'm going with that one.
It's the Madonna movie, Who's That Girl?
Wow. I'm on the board, baby. Thanks, Laura.
On the board.
Thank you. That was crazy.
Thank you.
All right, I'm not even going to play that song because I don't really want to hear it. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
All right.
It is four for Shawnee.
Sure.
It is one for Uno, who's turned his bagel into a hot dog.
Yeah.
One for Laura. 4-1-1. White-ish Wednesday, the game, soundtrack edition.
Okay.
Cass. She's like the wind.
Cass, you see me out here?
I'm coming for you. Let's go.
Wow, that was good, Cass.
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah,
I watched Dirty Dancing a lot.
That was good.
I thought you didn't watch these movies.
Well, this one I watched a lot.
Yo, rest in peace, Patrick Swayze, for holding down starring in the movie and having joints on the soundtrack.
And shout out to Lumi D for the other version. Lumi D, the version is
really
coming back to Lumi D. Yeah.
Big Lumi D show today.
You know what I'm saying? Burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart. She doesn't know what she's done. The Fox wouldn't have known this.
Oh, they know it. Oh, like, these ones?
As fast as he...
Big two. They might have. It's so big, they might have. Mm. If they've seen the movie, you know it.
Right.
Early.
Thank you. All right, guys. You know what's going down right now.
It's going down.
It's Whitish Wednesday, soundtrack edition. Shawnee's sitting on the doorstep at four, looking for his worst, his first win, trying to upend Laura Stiles for the first time. Yes. Cass One's at two, and Laura Stiles is at one. That's four,
Uno.
Two, one. Shawnee?
Fighting the sweep.
I know.
Today's category is soundtracks. Okay. We go to the next song.
This is from Back to the Future.
I knew that part.
I don't know the name of the song.
I know it. How long? How much time are you gonna give him?
He gets a check and a guess. I've never rushed.
He's got to go back in time.
It is back in time.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna go back in time. Wait, what?
He was trying to give you signals.
What the hell is that one? What is that? I don't know what that means.
Oh, he was counting down time.
Oh, he was
counting down time. Doctor?
You know what movie I watch? If you want to talk about white movies?
Back to the Future, baby. Yeah, now we in my bag. Let's go.
Is this the 60s?
Cass got three on the board. Cass got three on the board.
Michael J. Fox, baby. Doc Brown. The DeLorean.
Now Cass one dancing.
Cass is creeping.
Trust me. Three in a row right there.
He's killing
it. You're doing a point of finger dance. Like,
Cass is feeling it. You knew it, Laura?
Yes! Cass was like, oh my God!
Yeah.
Cass was back there.
I knew it too. I just needed more time. I needed a little more time.
It's my favorite line. He goes, always remember, lightning doesn't strike twice, but it does in the movie. That's what makes it so deep. All right, it's 4-3-1. And
okay.
John, I just came up with one that no one's ever used before. I'm excited about this one.
Okay.
Here we go. Johnny has four.
Sorry.
Cast has three. Laura has one.
Oh, no. Okay.
Soundtracks.
Culture.
Damn. Try to be best because you're going. Wait, you like that?
I didn't mean to. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. If he knows it, this is crazy.
I want to go to Tanisha.
Yeah, culture. Tanisha, the phone a fought, going for the win.
Tanisha, do not let me down.
This is for the win for Shawnee Culture. Tanisha, do you know what we're playing? Tanisha. Tanisha.
Tanisha?
Tanisha, does that work? Damn it.
I'm going to give Shawnee the opportunity to choose another. Tanisha's not there. I'm sorry.
She's not there.
Stephanie, right. Trevor. Danny or Delicious?
Trevor played himself. He's from a yard.
Nah. Okay.
Let's go with Danny.
Okay.
Danny. Let's do
Danny,
this.
Danny, you have the chance to give Shawnee Culture the win. Do you know what song it was?
I mean, if he's going to win, he's the best around, right?
Come on, family. Man,
what? Is that the name of the song?
What's the name? What's the name of the song?
You're the best around. You're the best around.
He's got it.
Danny,
great job. We
got to
give Danny some.
Yeah,
yo,
Danny.
Danny,
good job.
Yo.
Danny, you saved are my
Danny.
Guy.
Yeah,
Danny.
Oh, my God.
Laura's hurt. Laura's hurt.
Man, listen, I gave Shawnee a good run, but man, yo, you're a white movie king.
Yo, listen.
You are.
Yo, Danny came through in the clutch.
Yo, Shawnee,
did you have any idea what it was, Shawnee?
No. I was just, this is, should I tell my strategy?
No.
On that one?
No, I mean, we all know what your strategy was. Because you got up to the doorstep and you knew you didn't know it, so you had to use your thoughts to see if you could get a win. Because you didn't want them to keep going.
They didn't know it in the first 5 seconds. Right. So I had to let enough time in the song go so that the listener can actually know it too.
That's right.
I know.
So I had to let at least 4 drums or something happen so I can get my
Laura,
people a chance.
Here's my question. Would you have gotten it at some point?
Yes, I would have gotten it at some point. But my whole thing is like, I try to do that too, Shawnee, but Cast is fast.
He's fast.
Fast.
And wow. Because neither you pulled the trigger fast enough, I thought it was enough time for an expert to know.
And who was it, Danny?
I was hoping Danny knew.
Do we have anything for Danny? We have a t-shirt, candy cane, hat.
We have nothing.
We got nothing for you, Danny. But Danny, we'll get you to get a shout out.
Danny, you the man.
Danny, you want to give a shout out instead since we have nothing to give you?
Nah, I'll give you guys a shout, man. I'm a DJ, so I respect what you guys are doing.
Danny, what's your DJ name? How can people find you out in these streets?
Danny Estrella. DJ Danny Estrella.
Danny Estrella. All right, go look him up. He got those joints on Smash. Thanks, Danny.
Big, big respect, Danny. Right.
There he is, man. And he didn't want anything. All right, the Guru.
What a nice guy.
The Gurus are coming up next. You want to go to him now or Cast One first?
Culture Classics.
Oh, Culture Classics. I'm so sorry. Wow. I didn't mean to disrespect. Yeah. Culture Classics.
I'm so excited still.
Yeah, that took a second. Woo. Shawnee now has a win. Laura has two wins. Shawnee has one.
That was awesome, Shawnee. Good job.
Thank you.
Almost came back, though, but it's okay.
You was good. But I was right there at the door.
All right.
You know he loved to drink good whiskey.
Named this tune.
Whoa. Now I know. Now you want more.
While laughing, you know who took it.
Stepping in the darkness? Yeah, I got it before it. I got it before they said it. But is it Isaac Hayes? Who is Stepping in the Darkness?
No.
It's
War.
War. Yeah, War.
That's a hard name, buddy.
War, right?
I was slipping into darkness.
Repurposed by all righteous teachers.
Take my mind beyond the tree. Where I talk to my brother.
How about this?
That was a good joke.
It's a vibe right here.
This is a vibe already.
Roll your windows down.
Turn it up. Sit back. Maybe blow some smoke.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard he sang a good song.
Roberta Flack, it was on.
I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him to listen for a while.
Original
theme.
And there he was. Stranger to my eyes, strumming my fate with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
What else?
Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
And that was also repurposed by Lauryn Hill.
Oh, it sure was. You don't say.
Speaking
Ooh,
of.
But you went to Sweetest Thing.
Speaking of which.
Which may be my favorite Lauryn Hill song.
Small
what do you think about that?
It's one of her most beautiful songs.
By the way, soundtrack song.
Soundtrack. Love Jones.
Facts.
No.
What was it?
She says
Sweetest
it.
Thing I've ever known.
This was in Love Jones too, though.
It might
it's
have been.
Like a kiss on a collarbone. Soft caress of happiness. The way you are, your eyes on home. Like your precious, baby, dark skin tone. It was a
So it's funny. What I confused was Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, which at the beginning of it, she says conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But it ended up, I don't think it ended up on the soundtrack. She just ended up saying it and ended up on her record instead. By the way, Lauren, you kind of forget how big covers were for her career.
Killed it. With that Killing Me Softly, that was like the first.
Killing Me Softly is like the biggest cover. It's one of the biggest. That and Whitney's I Will Always Love You may be the two biggest covers ever. Well, up there.
Yeah. Falling asleep on Mama's phone.
Sweet Prince
This sounds so good, but you know, we gotta save some lives.
Oh, let's save lives then. Sorry. I'm a red.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Ah, yes. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Send us your emails. Where the gurus unite to fight for what's right.
That's what we do.
Shani Coulter, do what you do.
And shine the light.
Zen.
Rosenberg.
And when you go to an airport, don't fight.
Please, don't fight.
Don't do it.
Rosenberg, who needs us out there?
So many people. That's the thing, Laura. So many people. Reach out to us at theguru@ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right. Save a lives live.
That's right. theguru@ebrointhemorning.com. Okay, here we go, guys. This looks weird and interesting. We're always up for weird and interesting on this program. Dear gurus, we'll try to keep it as short as possible, but it's a weird one. 32-year-old guy. My stepmom, who's been married to my father for 11 years, made a comment a few months back saying that me and my 28-year-old stepsister would make a good couple.
Stepsister.
Okay.
I laughed it off. A few weeks after this, the two of them were on vacation, and my stepmom sent me some vacation pics. Normal stuff. A few of my stepsis in bikinis. I didn't think anything of it. Then she sent some more. Again, I thought it was just vacation pics and left it at that. Mm-hmm. Weeks ago, I was in the same room as my stepsister, my stepmom, and my father. My stepmom sent me more pics of their holiday, which included two of my stepsister in her underwear.
What?
What?
One of which did not leave much to the imagination.
This is weird.
I felt really awkward and didn't react. I told my stepmom I thought this was strange and told her to stop. Now, this weekend, last weekend, I should say, after a few drinks at their place, she again told me we'd make a good couple and then started asking me to go into the hot tub with her and she'd leave us alone.
What?
I told her straight up, I'm not interested and I find it weird. She messaged the next day apologizing and then a few days later sent me even more pics of my stepsister.
Oh my gosh.
What the actual F? What should I do in this situation? I don't want to make a huge scene and involve everyone, but she doesn't appear to be getting the message. Thanks and sorry for the long email.
Oof.
Wow. Mom's is feeling you, but not like that. But like, you know, she thinks you're a catch.
Yeah, but it's weird, you know, man. Saying? He's told her, like, yo, chill, fam. And she's not chilling.
Mom's just tripping. She's tripping.
I don't know. Maybe you tell her one last time, yo, I told you I'm not interested, and you keep sending me photos. You need to stop. And maybe you talk to your dad.
What I'm going to
say. And let him know because it sounds like he's not interested, and it's making him uncomfortable. Weird. And she keeps pushing it. It's weird.
What I'm going to say here is not guru-like.
Oh, no.
But I have to ask a question. It needs to be asked.
But I think I know the answer. But I know where you're going. Go ahead.
I think some people in the audience want the question, though.
Yes.
But is your stepsister hot, though?
I knew that's because, where you was going.
Because it's the only reason I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Because if you guys are both of a certain age and your parents only met, like, as adults, and you everyone was already adults.
She's 28, you're 32.
And everyone's old. Let me be clear. Your stepmom's weird. Chill. That's no doubt. She's weird. The fact that she's pushing that is odd.
Right.
We'll get back to that. But I am just curious if they did meet as adults, why he's turning this down. Because I feel like it's an oddball fantasy that you wouldn't think you'd ever want to do.
If she was hot.
But if she was hot and it came stumbling in your face as an adult.
Okay.
But hold on.
What makes you think that the stepsister's even interested in him?
Right.
It's just the weirdo mom pushing this.
They've been his parents have been together for 11 years. Right?
Oh, you did say 11 years.
So that means he's known her as his stepsister for 11 years.
Nah.
He's 32.
Buzzkill.
You know what I'm saying?
He's 32.
Yeah, I get that. But
he was 21.
But obviously they haven't been into each other. Obviously, if because
she was 11,
happen,
bro.
Yeah, oh wait, gross. How old is the girl?
She's
28.
She's 28, so she was what?
17.
17, bro. Nah.
And he was 21. That's not weird.
It's weird.
No, no, no. The whole thing is weird. Sorry. I just mean age-wise.
It's weird because in his mind, he's already put her in the sister department. Right, you know right.
For 11 years.
And he's not feeling her. That's the bottom line.
Listen, man, block your stepmoms on the phone. That's step one.
I think you need to tell the stepmom straight up, like, yo, listen, I don't want to make this a big deal, but I've asked you to stop sending me these photos. They make me uncomfortable. No.
And also, like, and beyond that, like, it feels like your dad should be worried by it, too.
Yes.
Pops knows.
Like, the fact that this, but hold on, think about it like this. They met 11 years ago when homeboy was 21 and the girl was 17. Mm-hmm. In that time, if there was ever going to be some weird connection, it would have happened. It didn't happen. They're now just like siblings. It's been 11 full years.
Right.
So why would the mom, that's weird that the stepmom is pushing it.
Yes.
That's really weird.
She sees her daughter dating losers and she sees him thriving.
We just keep it in the family.
Right. She sees him thriving, her daughter's dating losers, and she's like, yo. So, yeah, I mean, she's just a mom being stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does happen, by the way.
Yeah,
and
but
she's y'all ain't related.
And I know you already spoke to her about it, but tell her one more time in a stern way, like, hey, listen, I've asked you to stop doing this. It makes me really uncomfortable. I think it's
gross. I'm not interested in doing this. And
I don't want to do this.
Moms are trying to seize the
moment.
And
you need
to
stop. Yeah, tell her before I block you, and I'm going to talk to my father about it.
Because clearly he doesn't have a girlfriend. And she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Right.
So mom's trying to jump in. Because if he had a girl, he could be like, yo, I'm in a relationship. You violating.
Right.
For the record, though, parents do suggest weird things. I just want to put that out there. It's happened before.
Oh, yeah.
My
mom's just thrown some people at
me. No, my mom, first of all, my mom, I swear to God, sometime after me and my high school sweetheart, who were together for 6 years, broke up, she was like, would it be the worst thing in the world if Diana dated Nick? I was like, yeah, Mom.
What?
It was. She was like, well, why? We'd get to have her around still. I'm like, no.
Right. No.
That's not how it works.
No.
I swear to God.
Yeah, moms do this.
Moms do weird things like that. If they like the person for their person, they'll be like, whatever. Who cares about conventions? I want to have the person around.
Right. For context, Nick is Rosenberg's brother, for those who
don't
know.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, yes.
Right.
My brother.
So mom's is not completely crazy, but she's bugging. But do what Laura said.
Stern conversation.
Yes, put your foot down. Be stern with her and let her know how it makes you feel. Tell her to stop. And I also think you should talk to your dad about it, too.
Yeah, because he knows, so you might as well have a conversation.
Also, I wonder what the stepsister says.
Like, and honestly, he could tell his stepsister, yo, this is weird. Look what your mom's doing.
And she's like, I don't think it's weird.
But that's true, too. If you tell a stepsister and she's embarrassed, she'll tell her mom to stop.
Yeah.
True.
So, your mom sent me a picture of you in your underwear. You cool with that? Because I wasn't. Cause she's like, oh my God.
Unless she's down with it.
Oh gosh.
But if she's embarrassed.
I sent my mom the picture.
I told her to send it. You didn't like it?
Because clearly he's not feeling it and he feels uncomfortable and we should respect that he feels uncomfortable, man.
Sure. That's
so
it. That's right.
Yes. So speak up and give us an update. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
I'm curious to what happens next, okay? So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
All right, Laura, what's coming up in the Flash and Lights report?
Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, Beyoncé's father is teasing a Destiny's Child reunion album. I'll give you the story on this coming up next.
Interessante.
Now there's only one last question to ask you. Are you ready for your 4 minutes of fire?
Yes, sir. Let's get this done and get it. I'm about to go crazy. Bang him.
I was born ready like fish and spaghetti.
Fuck yeah. Always ready. Born ready.
Let's do it.
Man, listen, my real question is 4 minutes of fire ready for us?
Absolutely. 4 minutes of sour. Let's do it.
Come on, man. Put the beat on.
Hot 97 presents the 4 minutes of fire podcast, where artists premiere unreleased music every month on the 4th. Follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Hot 97 playing, that's me, baby. Call it ain't about no cake, is you crazy? Business got bitches on notice. She tryna slide to the non-slow your motion. Soon as I got to her spot, bent it over. I gave her the on this that Lola.
4 minutes of fire. New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Yo, what Cass said earlier is true, and we really start getting these New York City tolls in Manhattan.
Congestion pricing.
Yeah. And that they're suggesting that literally when you drive from above 60th Street to below 60th Street, you're charged like $23.
What?
Yep.
That much?
Shawnee, that's what they're saying. $23.
That's crazy.
And they're also trying to say, like, oh, if you're a low-income driver, if, like, I think it was, like, if you make under $50,000, they'll give you a discount.
We'll discount it.
What about people who make 52?
Wow.
Like, it's...
And, what, and the people who, like, I thought the point was for people who are outside of Manhattan coming into Manhattan for work or whatever, we're trying to... Now, that's already annoying and terrible.
Mm-hmm. No. It's outside of the central business district.
Yep.
So would this be on the main highways or everything. As you get to the exit?
Brother, they said everywhere. Everything.
The whole crazy. So if I need to go down to FDR to get to Brooklyn, right. I got to pay?
Yes.
If you're just across the Brooklyn Bridge?
If you're coming through the city, you're going to have to pay. Unless you go through Queens.
It should be at the exit. What if I don't need to, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's so crazy. So Upper West Side, Upper East Side, the Bronx, Harlem, Wash Heights, everyone up there. Everyone.
Whoever, if you cross the 60th Street line, no matter where, on Broadway, on Amsterdam, Columbus
FDR.
Ave, on the FDR, West on the West Side Highway, you're going to get charged.
And they're drawing the line at 60th?
Yes. So it's going to be like, you know how you...
You know what the housing's going to go... You know what the prices are going to go to if you live on 59th Street? Now those places are going to go skyrocket in price.
Of course. And they're trying to say this is all going to benefit the MTA. I'm like, why?
Yo, all we do is give money to the MTA and nothing ever gets better. And y'all are useless.
I think they're going to hike up the prices,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, MTA, by the way, there's a price hike coming too.
Again, to take the trains.
Yo, I got to tell you.
And for what? Because they're going fully automated. They're not paying employees. They're firing employees.
They just want, it's just a way to make more money. They're just trying to make more money. Yo, it never ends here,
and
bro.
And hurt working class people.
Yo, you know how much they're making right now? When they open, Laura, didn't you say the speeding tickets are starting?
Yes. I said the speed cameras.
They're just going to mail you 50 cameras.
Those are the ones in construction zones. By the way, I get hit with a speed camera every time I come to the city. The thing is, the speed cameras are marked at like 25 miles an hour. If you go on 27, buddy, $50.
They did a test recently for speed cameras on like the LIE, they were doing them on the highways. In their test, they did a test. I'm not kidding. It was something like 15 minutes. It would have been like $250,000.
Sheesh. In 15 minutes.
They're going to just literally steal billions from us.
Because how you on the highway doing the speed limit? You know what I'm saying? Right. You usually are not.
This is horrible. It's a racket, bro. They really don't want anyone to live here except for hedge fund people who wouldn't notice. It's absolutely crazy. All right, Laura, flashlights, please. It's depressing.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
All right. So Matthew Knowles, which is Beyonce's father, had an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and he was basically saying, he's like, look, it's a decision that the ladies would have to make. I certainly support that decision. I still manage Destiny's Child. I would love to see that as well.
I bet you will.
Hopefully they can give us one last album. They were like, they need to do it one last time in their careers. You never know. Never say it can't happen. But, well, first of all, of course you wish they would do it. But
yo, he still manages them. Can you realize how funny that is? Hey, B, this is Dad. I was having some thoughts this morning. I know the tour is going really well, but you ever considered getting back with Michelle and Kelly, getting back out on the road, just doing a few shows? She's like, I'm probably having the most lucrative tour in the history of music right now. I know, but I just feel like it's time.
You know.
Why? It feels like it's Beyonce time still. I feel like it's Destiny's Child time. I got Kelly right here. I got Michelle. Hello. They're on three-way.
Three-way.
Hey, B. Yes. I am coming out to your show next week. I think your dad's right. Be a great idea.
Yeah, I doubt it. But by the way, I keep seeing videos of this Renaissance tour. I got to figure this out, Rosenberg.
All right, we got to go to work here.
Saying what we doing?
Johnny, you're in? You want
to
try?
Send a smoke signal to B? I don't know. We have to figure this out.
You know Jay-Z coming out at some point.
No, he's not. This is Renaissance.
It's she Renaissance. Don't need him. Ain't about
no.
Hov. No.
It's ain't about Hov.
Hov's out in the crowd.
Little feature?
Hov is in the crowd.
You are correct, sir. This is the Queen Bee's time to shine. That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:55.
That's dope, man. Congrats.
High of 76 degrees today. Alternate side parking is in effect.